Earlier this month, Congress missed a deadline to reauthorize aid funding to provide food stamps to Puerto Rico. 44% of the island's residents live in poverty, making the food stamp cuts a harsh blow to nearly 1.4 million Puerto Ricans. And as we've been reporting on The Takeaway, the island is still reeling from the devastating Hurricane Maria in 2017. Jeff Stein was recently down in Puerto Rico, and he's a policy reporter for The Washington Post. Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about food stamp cutbacks. Why? How could Congress miss a deadline? Let's start there.
Well, the House didn't miss the deadline. House Democrats this January passed $600 million in additional food stamp supplemental aid, which would have funded the program through September. But after that passed the House, it was immediately dead in the Senate, in part because initially the Trump administration said that this funding was, quote, excessive and unnecessary in a letter to House Democrats explaining why they would reject that provision. Since then, there's been quite a bit of movement. Senate Republicans have been trying to pass a broader agriculture disaster relief package, a broader disaster supplemental package overall, which includes help for farmers in Georgia who have been affected by storms and farmers in different parts of the country. Trump has agreed to support the $600 million for food stamps passed in the House Democratic package this January. But Democrats say that they need more for Puerto Rico in this bill. And so now it's stalled in the Senate. And last I heard, negotiations are ongoing, but not going so well.
Well, Jeff, Puerto Rico also has a unique case here in that they need congressional approval, right? Can you all help us understand that?
Yeah, it's interesting. This goes back to the 1980s, and sort of the root cause here is that Puerto Rico is not a state, and as a result, many of the crucial food, social welfare programs that exist in all the states and in Puerto Rico operate differently on the island. Food stamps is a perfect example. In the states, the food stamp program expands related to need. So as soon as there's a recession and millions and more people require food stamps, the allotment automatically goes up with no act of Congress required. The food stamp program in Puerto Rico, by contrast, is a block grant, which means Puerto Rico gets from the federal government a one-time allocation, which is not sensitive or able to rise and fall depending on demand or need. And obviously, demand exploded after Hurricane Maria, so they needed extra help from Congress to do that.
And making
Congress
it a block grant through. Also means that it can become politicized, right? I mean, in a lot of ways, no?
Yeah, and I think part of what a lot of people in Puerto Rico are saying is that this is really crystallized for a lot of them, and even some Democratic officials, if you look at what Beto O'Rourke and Elizabeth Warren, a number of the 2020 presidential candidates have said, this really crystallizes the case for Puerto Rico to become a state, in part because these vulnerabilities and these issues would not really be as salient, you know, if Puerto Rico were a state and its funding were automatic.
What is the impact on the ground? We've got less than a minute left. I just want to make sure we're hearing about what's actually how this is impacting Puerto Ricans.
I've talked to, when I went down there, we went to a local grocery store, and person after person, including the elderly, people 88, 82 years old, struggling to buy groceries, cutting back on vegetables, yogurt, milk, other things that we sort of consider bare essentials and necessities in order to survive. I went to a nonprofit clinic for men with HIV. They're cutting back there on the adult diapers that they can give to the men, or that the nurses have to change these diapers, but they're not going to do it as frequently anymore to save money.
Serious state of affairs there, and we'll obviously continue to follow. Jeff Stein is a policy reporter for The Washington Post. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us.
Take care.